Zara of the Sugya, we learned. Now we have Yom Chazara. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the Gemara, and as we go through the Gemara, we're going to speak out in the Kudus that came out from Yazbam, Tesis, and the Rosh. We're going to start from the beginning of the Sugya, Eitim, and the Elden Shikid, Reis, the Knesset. Over here. Cool.
Those
people that made Kiddush and Shul. So this is now the beginning of the sugya of what's the title of the sugya? Right, that's the title. So does Kiddush have to be B'makim Sudah or not? So there were people that used to make Kiddush and Shul. Amar Rav, Yidei Yayin Lo Yotzu. Yidei Kiddush Yotzu. They were Yotzu Yayin and they were Yotzu Kiddush. Meaning, Yidei Yayin Lo Yotzu meant, what does that mean? If they want to drink, carry on drinking wine in another place, they have to make another book of government. But, Zara, they are Yotzu Kiddush. The Yotzu are on this Gemara, why do they owe somebody other to Kiddush? Those people that made Kiddush. Those people. Didn't everyone make Kiddush? The Kiddush scholar, we know it's only for the Orchim. If there were Orchim there, only if there were Orchim there, then we could possibly have an answer. There were places that didn't make Kiddush. There were places that didn't make Kiddush. Only places that had Orchim, they made Kiddush. So we know there were places that made Kiddush. So asking those people that made Kiddush, are they Yotze or not Yotze? So, Oyz Mani Yotz Shekid Reid Kedis Amar Rav Yidei Yayin Lo Yotz Yidei Kedis Yotz Shmuel Omar Shmuel says Ap Yidei Kedis Lo Yotz. They're not even Yotz Kedis. Why they're not Yotz Kedis? Because it's not the Mokim Sudah. Now the Gemara's got a question on Rav and a question on Shmuel. The question on Rav is, if you are Yotz, but we know that everyone makes Kedis again at home. In fact, we saw last week in the Rosh speaks out in the first. People always make Kiddush again at home. People never just relied on the Kiddush in Shul. So why is everyone making Kiddush again at home? If you're Yotze with the Kiddush in Shul, why are you making it at home? So what was the answer to that? We make his family, his children, his wife. His family needs Kiddush, so maybe he would make Kiddush again. He was a Ohr, which we saw in Tosfos. How can you make Kiddush again? Already, you were already Yotze. How can you make Kiddush again if you're already Yotze? So we saw as Arvus, since they're Mechuyiv, and I'm not Mechuyiv, even though I'm not Mechuyiv, but if they're Mechuyiv, I can be made to them. Okay, so that was the question and answer on Rav. So the question on Rav is, how could you make Kiddush again already Yotze? And the Torah says, Tenachami, I was Yotze, I'm being made to the B'nai Bais. The Bernard was just in Chazorah of the Suga Alpi Megemar. Then here, this line of the Gemara was very chilly shel halachis. Shmuel, lomali nigdush veiknishto. Why couldn't Shmuel do you make Kiddush in Shul? This question was a big springboard for understanding the whole sugya. The Gemara is asking on the top of Kufara from the Aleph, why couldn't Shmuel do you make Kiddush in Shul? So this question had many possible answers, which would therefore have not a few minutes for understanding the sugya. Why do you make Kiddush in Shul? I could tell you maybe because I plan to continue eating at home. I could tell you because I have kavana to eat at home. So I could tell you that's why they make Kiddush in Shul.
So you could make an offer that continue eating at home would be good.
Excellent. If we would say such a thing, then we're making an offer that kavana continue eating at home would be good.
But then we go in super.
Bias will buy it.
Which tells me that if he buys the bias, Kavanah would help. So since the Gemara doesn't see this answer, and the Gemara asks that as a question, that seems to imply quite clearly that Kavanah does not help.
For sure, the
bias Kavanah is not going to help. Right? Since the Gemara asks this question, we can be quite sure that Gemara doesn't help, and that is just as Tesis is redacted from the fact that Gemara asked this question. But the fact that Gemara asked the question, Shmuel Amin Yigdush Reed Nishtar, from the fact that Gemara couldn't find an answer why Shmuel did it. And the only reason is because of Ochim, but not because of any Kavanah. You see, Kavanah does not help. The Rosh brought a different matter, but Kavanah does help, and brought from Ovin and Nishin going. But the Tesis understood, since the Gemara asked this question, Kavanah doesn't help.
Is there an issue that there's a hetzer between making kiddush and drinking the wine?
They'll drink the wine in shul. Every hetzer, you'll drink the wine and kavanah to eat at home. You're right, you can't make kiddush and drink at home. You have to drink it. But if you are yet to make kiddush, drink the wine and then go and make kiddush at home.
According to Torah.
That's what they would do. They would make a drink and then...
Not the other one, sir.
That's what Tesis understood. Tesis understood since it says Shmuel Long Leg Dushvik Nishta and didn't say because of the Kavanah, you see, Kavanah doesn't help me by its device. So what's the answer? Fuki Ochim Dei Kavasan, it's come to be Moitzi Ochim. Why in Shmuel did they make Kiddush in Shul? It's to be Moitzi Ochim Dei Kavasan. So Ochim is also going to make Nishta. So we Moitzi people. There were people that used to eat and sleep in Shul and we Moitzi them. How could they eat and sleep in Shul? They're not allowed to eat and sleep in Shul. How could they? So we saw places there, it means it's an antechamber in the room next to it, and they would hear Kiddush from there. That's what they said. We saw Ashadova, a run. The run says Aniyim eating in shul, eating and sleeping in shul is an achila of a mitzvah. Because since it's teaching from the Kupash and Stokka, it's an achila of a mitzvah. That's the chiddush of the run. But there were people that used to eat and sleep either in shul or in the room next to shul. There were people that you see there. And that too would be yotzer with the kiddush of shul. If there's no guests, what would be that locker? He could make it. Since we're just mechiyach from our Gemara, not like that Kavanah doesn't help me by Tobias, so if there's no guest, it's a bracha
l'asot.
Rav,
there's no single man and no guest?
So we mentioned last week that the Armin argument puts us that to make kiddush in shul. The Ram says the reason for this minig was since once there was a takana, they had this takana for always. Since there was once a takana, it's takana for always. Right, since there used to be Ochim. Right, Beva Kiddush. The Ram doesn't say that reason. Because it wouldn't help you. Because you're going to have the biggest on the orange. But if he's not eating there, that's going to be a problem at all. Comes to Shmuel. Yeah? Comes to Rav. Everyone gets it. That's why he's doing Shmuel. Comes to Shmuel, if there's no guests, it's going to be a problem at all.
When he can't
have
somebody
who's
sit on an RS to do is just to cover them in case
for what?
Embarrassment.
Embarrassment for what? It's going to be a bracha l'atana. They're not eating there. Come to Shmuel, if you don't eat there, it's a bracha matzala.
Sure.
So you can have all the amaratim you want. It's not going to help you to make kiddush again. Right? That's the run. Takonos Chachomim Kvuyis here. Kim de Mikor Iskem Shem Ochim. Amin and Isha Takonos Chachomim Kvuyis here. The Takonos Chachomim are Kvuyis here. Like we find in Me'en Sheva, we see Mogen Ovis, is because there was once a scholar who used to be out of town and didn't want people to be stuck outside town without all the people walking home together, and there were people who were late. So they introduced Me'en Sheva, introduced it to Mogen Ovis. So just like now that reason's gone again, yet we still say it. So do it. This reason, there's a ma'arichim, essentially once instituted to ma'arichim, we still do. That's what he said. So I thought Rabbi Yasser says, and he's got a sefer on Psachim, which is very nice, if there is a town that used to have such a minig, it can continue a bit in this run, but to start a minig in Eretz Yisrael and say, well, since we in Germany used to do it, therefore we want to do it here as well, is wrong, because in Eretz Yisrael the minig wasn't like that. The minig was like, see, in the Ross, it's a bracha matzala. And he's managed it. Unbelievable. He's got a whole page against a certain shul in Bnei Brak that instituted, because there was a person that came along and was he goaded on everyone and said, yeah, our minig was always like this, we have to continue such a minig. And he made everyone make instituted kiddush in shul, and the shul in Kiddush Sefer does like that. And he says, it says it's wrong. It's just not the minig's not like that. And then he says that also they wanted to be mivatel brich shmei, because the Yekid never said brich shmei. So he said, the minig in Eretz Yisrael will say brich shmei. Who cares what you once did? In Eretz Yisrael, the minig say brich shmei. He said, don't make a mechah about it, because it's not the end of the world. But definitely, if you come to such a shul, you have to keep such a minig. The minig in Eretz Yisrael is. The one thing he said is definitely wrong. I said, to me, it was tremendous difference. He said, the Yekid used to only keep 3 hours for meat and milk. That's what the Yekid did. And he said, in Eretz Yisrael, his manachuban was to keep 6 hours. And people that come from Germany or from South Africa, so as you saw, with some jinns, you have to keep the minig of the mokim, and the minig of the mokim is 6 hours, and that is just wrong. For me, that was a big kiddush, because it's a private thing. What do you know what I'm keeping? What do you know when I ate last? And he managed to find me stone on this. He's a whole page on the hand fucking party, though. 6 hours,
they just
Thank you. Yeah, minig, almost 6 hours. Holland is 1 hour. But, he's managed to, I don't know what launched him off. I mean, I know what kiddush in shul, but he doesn't normally go off the topic so much. But here it was. I shared it with Mikey Schumann. He said he doesn't understand, because it's not just my own minig, it's a minig of South Africa. We always said the others. Yeah, that's his point.
I mean, I remember
the Yekka. Okay. He says, well, that's his point. Yeah, you can be all your minig you like in one place. You come to it. So Mizana Chubin was always 6 hours. So obviously you start to say that it's like, yeah. So that was what he said. So why they do kiddush in Chutzar is like their answer, because there was once a minig for Ochim, and therefore Chazal carried on the Takona, even though it's not again nowadays. But in a place that never had such a minig to start this, that's wrong. Now for Ochim is Eichav Otom. The Ochlu, the Shasu, the Ganamitin. So that's why they made kiddush in shul. Also Shmuel et Hameh, the Amah Shmuel, Ein Kiddush Ela Mokim Suda. Shmuel going to Shitalte, Shmuel holds Ein Kiddush Ela Mokim Suda. That was Shmuel Sita. To me, and Shmuel said, if you make Kiddush in Suda, you're not going to be Yitzah. Unless they have Ochim. Sodom, you know, the Gemara thought,
Well, that's
how he holds. Meaning that Rav doesn't hold that way.
Right. And how does
Tosfos come along
and say that, you know, come with a whole big proof that Rav also holds Makom Suda?
What do you mean that he holds? You need Kavanah.
Yes, but that creates Malkum Suda. They agree that Malkum Suda, you know, ain't his own Malkum Suda.
Yeah, that's what it said on the Hadaris. Small holes, you need to physically eat in that place. Rav maybe holds the Kavanah helps. We saw last time the Chazanim saw there's not much Shan places. That Rav doesn't need even Kavanah. And Shan places wasn't that. That Rav holds he needs Kavanah, but rather the Shmuel agrees to the case of Rav. But Rav holds you don't need Kavanah. That's what we're the Maskana series was. So then some of this. Rav holds him in. So if all the Shmuel is Ahmed, I'm a Shmuel in Kim Delamok is with us. Sovereign Minah, we thought, honey, mini, me buys the bite. Now that what we hold, you don't need Kismok Mesuda, me buys the bite. But that's when there's a chsor in it. If you made kiddush in one place, at another place there's a chsor. If you made kiddush in one, what's mocking?
A room within the house.
Room, that's what Tesis held. A room within the house, and you went to a different room. The chad beit loy. Loy, then that would be okay. There's no chsor of shinim mocking. Anam taklifa. Zimnim sagir, and Avakim nekumin shmul, and prevented time, we were there by shmul, and nochis me igul aro, and he went from the attic down, behold him a kaddish, and only then he made kiddish, or he repeated kiddish, depending on the pshat we want to say, right? So we saw in this Gemara that shinoi mokim, my kiddish is even from room 2. There was another mahalach nushenim, which he saw, that means even from corner to corner. So you need to mamish make kiddush in exactly the same place. That's how the Rish understood. It's sovereign, you know, honeymoon me pina la pina from corner to corner. But honeymoon be vice versa, from corner to corner is okay. Kamashan, even from corner to corner is not okay. That's how the Rish and the Ran understood. You can't come to that, you have to make kiddush. Mamish where you made, that's easy way you made kiddush. Even to move out of that area is a problem. But place yourself from corner to corner is okay, right? That means if I made kiddush in one part of that palace, and I can't continue eating in another place, I'm yotzei, as long as there's no machitzas in between.
Even if you don't see it.
Even if you don't see it, as long as there's no walls in between, you're yotzei. So, that is the right. What we have our eye on this, and I still don't have an answer to it. As we see that Shmuel, even though he knew he was planning on eating downstairs, he still made kiddush downstairs, right? Which seems to imply that kavana doesn't help even mecheda lecheda. And yet, Tzitzis says clearly mecheda lecheda kavana helps. Tzitzis is what Yerushalmi, and mecheda lecheda kavana helps. Right, if all this Yerushalmi, there's somebody who's sukkah zarevar off, his gishmak, his sukkah, he wants to continue eating in his sukkah, but it is, what's the date? Shmini Atzeret. So you should make kiddush at home and continue eating upstairs. See, and even Shmuel would agree with that. How can that be? Says because mecheda lecheda, bais and bais, kavana helps. See, if kavana helps, so why does Shmuel make another kiddush? This kasha is a good kasha. Copy of the Atzeret. Maybe they can be the
Evet. The Rav just said that corner to corner, as long as there's not mecheda in between, you can't slip that into Shmuel to say that.
It's not corner to corner, it's room to room.
So it doesn't cover enough.
One room.
A moment, he can't see there's a wall between that and that. He wouldn't allow corner to corner if there's a wall in this one.
Right.
He's got a floor in this thing.
Right. The Kavana helps. Place says Kavana helps. From Pina, when corner to corner, you don't need the corner. You don't need Kavana.
There's a wall in the middle.
If there's a wall, Kavana helps.
Kavana helps. The same as up and down.
Yeah, of course it helps. So that's our Zohar, and we have to say like the Tzlach, it's only B'diyot. Okay, so Shmuel did that. So now Halacha LaMaisa so far, what we've come out so far is Mecheda Lecheda Kavana. Well, we have seen that, but that's true, Kavana helps, but that's called Shinim Mokim, that's what we have seen. Mecheda Lecheda is called Shinim Mokim, and therefore all the Halachas which we said and tasted about Shinim Mokim really apply. Mecheda Lecheda, somebody makes a kiddush here and decides to eat in the next room, make sure that it was not and decides to eat in the Beis Medrash, he won't be able to give this. He won't be able to give this. If you've got Kavanah, it does help. So where were these Orchim?
They were in the next room and they make Kiddush in Shul, so that's it's working. So Shmuel clearly holds Mechaid Lepedah should work.
Say again?
Shmuel said that what's happening is that I'm making Kiddush in Shul for the Orchim that are sitting in the next room.
How do you know they're sitting in the next room?
You know
you mean there's a 30
one name, Shul?
what if they were wearing shul, then it's more of a question.
That's a big question.
Mashmah, they were not a Ramah, they didn't work at all.
This is the other question. If they made kiddush in shul, pass the oichum part of the shul, and then the oichum go next door, is the problem shein mokim? So how could it be yitzah? So that one answer could be yitzah kavana. They had kavana. They had kavana to continue eating in the room, and we say mecheda lecheda. Kavana helps, right? It's not a chatchila. I'm sure you see it's not a chatchila. So
in the room.
Oh, how do you know that? How do you know they're in the room?
Because you're not eating shul.
Eating shul. The kids are allowed to drink in shul. They come on to eat in the next room. How do you know they were in the next room? You're right. You understand right. They were eating in the next room. They were sitting in the next room. I'll say it instead. They said that. They've got kavanah to continue eating in the next room. But Taisa says, which Taisa says they were actually in the next room? Taisa did not start off. Why did they say that?
It's
the people of Moscow. Yeah. Why did Taisa say this point that they were in the next room? If you go to the answer, either they were sitting in the other room and they heard the kiddush, and the chazan made kiddush here to be moist all the guests in the other room, and the chazan obviously had a nice projected voice and they could hear the kiddush over there. Or the feed of Shat the Kiddush, so we said the Kavana house, so it was there pointed out. So then it's not a kasha. Everyone was in shul, and these people had Kavana to continue eating in the other room. Because the chazan did in shul, that was the minik. As we know, that's what that was our minik.
What is that? Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing in shul?
Yeah.
Because it's other in Yonim as well. There is a fool that says to pull down from Trinoy Goyim. That if you make Kiddush in it, make everyone listening to it, everyone seeing it, it's a fool for their eyes. There are other in Yonim as well. But we can't, in Yonim aren't enough in order to do Bracha Matala. It had to be guests.
Why is it Bracha
Matala? Because if there's no guests.
Why is it
Bracha Matala? Why is it
Bracha
Matala? Because
it's not
Bracha Matala.
I asked if
regards
to
Chavikar.
Yeah.
How
why?
For that it means it's the Kohanim because it appears right now.
Just
from Hashem's glory,
what?
Hashem says there isn't. The Gemara said, why did he do it? Why didn't he say it to be passed from the glory? He says there isn't such a concept. By as much as near Hanukkah there was, and here there isn't. The Mela, the, where are we holding? Oh, so two of them, either that they were in the other room and they heard it, or once we say Kavana out, then they were all in shul and then in Yuzo. Okay, that was what Taisa pointed out then. So now the Gemara and board, a couple of rayas, then they all hold like Shmuel. Amru, onomatachrit,
Rav Rapunam.
Even Avuna held that way. I mean, even Avuna held like Shmuel. So Avuna Kaddish made Kiddush with Akkalish Sagan, and the candle went out. So I lit him on here to make enemy, and he then brought all his kingdom into his the Beis Chasmas, the house of the Chasmas for his Rabbi Bray. The Avat Shagat, the dead were candles, the Kiddush, and he made Kiddush, Ritoyim, Midi. He made Kiddush at the. So you see, Al Maksama, the first Kiddush he made, wasn't good, then Kiddush, Elamachim Sulah. And that's what we see from that story. Now, for Allah, chiddush to me, that why didn't he just eat and save himself the kiddush? Just wash your hands and scan why didn't you do that? Why didn't Ravuna, to save himself, make another kiddush, just find something to eat and eat there in the dark? Not actually eat in the dark.
He's going to find the water.
I know if it's dark at home, I can still find things around.
They go to the Sheva Brachos anyway.
Maybe he's making another Kiddush now because of this.
Yeah.
If you ask me, I've done what I can in order to save myself from Brachos Vatala. There is a Shitta's Moscha that holds that. He made Kiddush in his original home. The candle went out, and he went to his son-in-law's, his son's Chasna hall, and made another Kiddush and ate there. Why did you make another Kiddush? Why didn't you just eat there? And it says, yeah, you aren't used to the first Kiddush. Right? It wasn't here for the first Kiddush. I'm just saying that if it happened to me, I personally would have tried my best in order to eat them. You can't eat them inside.
I don't know, but isn't the opposite? I mean, that's the whole thing we learned. I mean, like, why does God tell the students to come and eat by me, you know, have a bite to eat, otherwise you might not be able to
make it.
Again, same situation, you don't have, you know, because the candle might go out. And
I can understand that if I have a choice, I'm Yemitis, I have a choice that when I come home, it'll be dark, so after she said that I'm not going to make kiddush, I'm not going to eat, I'll eat tomorrow. I can hear that. And here, he made kiddush ready, and it's going to be a brachon atola. It's going to be a brachon atola. It's actually going to just find a piece of cake or something and make him a zayin. But maybe it was takapitch black and not shayach, choliot. Could be. Another issue could be the mosque brings down, everyone's cleaving this mosque, but the mosque brings down a shit that says that if you make kiddush, you can drink. You can drink the wine, even though you're not yet to kiddush. Because your kiddush helps in order to enable you to drink wine. And then you have to make another kiddush again when you get home. It's not brachon atola. There's two kiddush you made. One kiddush to permit you to drink the wine, and another kiddush to permit you to have a meal. A lot of you say, asking this mosque, that's the ship of the mosque. That's the ship of the mosque. So, that could be an eighth of that. It wasn't a brachon atola thing. Because when we were in the house of Ma, in the house of Rabbo, Ham Mekadish, he made Kiddush on our lawn, and then he told us to eat something. Why? Dilma Adizlitzolish Pizza. By the time you get back home, it's Aga Lachushagi, we won't have candles. And then, Velay Mekadish in the school, goodbye. Vetachili, you won't make Kiddush there. Vekadush the Acha, Velay Nakisi, and you won't be able to with my Kiddush. Why? Saying Kiddush, I'm walking to the. Because you have to eat, and if you don't eat there, you won't be able to with my Kiddush. When you get home, you won't have a Kiddush. And therefore, make sure you eat here. Rafi last week raised the point. It says Omar after he made Kiddush. So the Rabbi made Kiddush and then he said to his Talmidim, eat something. Because otherwise by the time you get home, maybe you have a candle and then you won't make Kiddush there. And you won't be able to this Kiddush because you didn't eat it. So in Mashma, he told him to eat only after he made Kiddush. The Taz is the diet from here. The Taz is the Rishon Gimel. In the diet from here, if a person makes Kiddush without intending to eat it, and then changes his mind to eat it, he's Yotzer. The Ramah passes that way, but the Tal says the Makor for it is from this Gemara. He did make Kiddush, and then he told them to eat it. They weren't planning to eat it. He told them then to eat it.
He planned to eat it.
What's the difference what he did?
So I just said, if you make Kiddush, you don't plan to eat it, then you eat it. You're yours.
Where's the Makor for that?
That makes sense.
Talking about the soup.
Where's the Makor for that?
It's in here.
From me?
But if he didn't include the soup pizza, though. In other words, if I go to the widow's house and I go, I'm going to do it for you, I'm going home to do mine.
No, let's talk about this kid.
No, the kid you're saying, Rob said.
No, this kid, I'm saying very simple. Just listen. The kid that I'm saying is, Rob made Kiddush for himself, and he told his Talmidim, after he made Kiddush, he told them, eat something, because I know you're planning to go home, and you're planning to make Kiddush at home, but if you do that, you won't have Kiddush at home. Therefore, eat something here. So those Talmidim that are listening to Kiddush weren't planning on eating here, and then they changed their mind to eat here, and then you eat something.
How did it work?
And the rabbi also,
they must remember
him. We'll speak about that.
See, they might not have had the covenant.
Fantastic question. I know Rafi's happy, but fantastic question. Those Talmidim that were listening to Kiddush, did they have covenant to be used to Kiddush?
No, because they wanted to make Kiddush at home.
They were planning to make Kiddush at home.
So why would they make Kiddush?
They made it a pair on the stars.
How does it work?
It doesn't work. A pair on the stars. The Taz says that right from here, the Kavanah helps afterwards to change your mind afterwards helps, because the Talmidim were only told afterwards to eat, and you see it helps. But those Talmidim obviously weren't having Kavanah to be Eitzah, because they thought they wouldn't be eating it. And if you're old, that you need Chizvok and Suda, so they thought they wouldn't be Eitzah. If they wouldn't be Eitzah, then they were planning to make it there.
Right.
So how does that help you to eat now, afterwards? If Amma means afterwards, how's it going to help?
Right.
Pet Altam on the tongue. Pet Altam on the tongue. Bastards. Amma means you told him beforehand. Bastards. Amma means you told him beforehand. The loss of the Gemara is not so geschmack. It's key out of the Kabbalah. Whenever he would make Kiddush for us, he would tell us, Tima Midi Dummit, eat something beforehand. That's the pastor's in the lead time. Beforehand.
Yeah.
Can you
connect maybe to the Kabbalah?
Oh, very good.
And that Kabbalah is not Mahaka. You
say
it's a spot. You listen, you gave the Kiddush, you said, I'll make this comment. So then what more do you need?
Very good. If you hold that Kiddush is Rabbanon, which it is, because you had the eighth in Tefillah, and you hold that by the Rabbanon you don't need Kavanah, which isn't so possible, but if you hold that way, that by the Rabbanon you don't need Kavanah, then just listening to the other guy is enough, even if you didn't have Kavanah to be eight, and even if you didn't have Kavanah to be eight to you. Both of them should be eight, and that's the drugs. So Kavanah Rav says, that if you hear somebody say the Oyma, you can't say the Oyma. You heard someone say the Oyma. You can't say the Oyma. Why? Because you heard it. And now you didn't have Kavanah to be a sir. But you don't need to have Kavanah. And you don't need to have Kavanah to be a sir.
You have to have Kavanah not to be a sir, right?
But they didn't have that Kavanah. Or maybe they did.
Because you have to have Kavanah not to be a sir.
Does
that work having Kavanah not to be
Yosef?
Yes.
Yeah.
You heard it?
Yeah. If you have Kavanah, I don't want to be, so then it does.
But when here's with the Omer, we have the
Chazan says it. And the Rav says it.
What was today? Well, you say what last night was.
Yeah.
Or
that is because
because
otherwise I, Ki'ilu, said it. But here he's saying, taking a drop further.
Yeah.
Not only if I said it, if I heard somebody else say it, I can't be Yosef. So the Rav gets up in Shul and says, are you hearing me recently? You know? Everyone's heard it now. And nobody can be Yosef, nobody can make a bracha now. So you've definitely got Kavanah not to be Yosef, because we know we want to say ourselves. But that's what the chiddush of the Gaz is. So maybe you could say that. Maybe Rabbanah's right. And since it's Rabbanon, and therefore they're mammaliates. The problem that is, since they definitely wanted to make Kiddush at home afterwards, so they probably definitely had Kavanah not to be Yosef. So it doesn't help us very much. But that's the Kaz on the Taz. That's what the Taz on the Taz of the Before Shlema, before Aria of last week. Yes. Yeah, there are. You asked it after this? Very good. So now we had this. We had Rav Huna and we had Rabba, who both hold Tzitzis Makom Suda. We were dying from these two cases. It seems to see that seems to say that Rav would be chodek on these two cases, right? The Rav holds the Kiddush doesn't need Makom Suda. Would have said you don't need to make another Kiddush even if a candle went out, even though you planned to eat in this place. So you see, Rav holds that there's no sin of Chaz Mishnah Diuk, and Rav holds in all situations you yoytze the Kiddush, even though you plan to eat here, and then something happens and change place, you yoytze the Kiddush. In Shmuel there was a discussion, maybe Kavanah would help. In Rav, Kavanah plays no role. That even though you plan to eat here, and then something happens, you have to move somewhere else, you are yoytze the Kiddush. And Lalocha had to be Paskin, because we had Ravun and Rabba, that makes Shmuel.
So Nimlach doesn't happen. Why does the person change his mind?
Nimlach
comes strong.
Right. Maskana. Yeah, that's right. The Tzitzis brought down this and said, look, we had two big questions. And because of these two big questions, which Lachat Nish says, that when Tzitzis says, Leipli, it doesn't mean that Rav holds you need Kavana. Rather, Rav, Shmuel agrees to Rav. Rav doesn't agree to Shmuel. Rav was told, even by Nimlach, you are Yetzer. And these are these two cases. Even by Nimlach, you are Yetzer. It comes out from Askana, Allah, from Meister. It comes to Shmuel. If it's Mivayt to buy it, if it's Mivayt to buy it, you can have all the Kavanah you like, it's not going to help you. And it comes to Rav, you don't need Kavanah. You're Yetzer. Right? Even by the they would make it sure. And the even though they're eating at home, the Yetzer comes around. Because these two cases which we're bringing rise, just a small, didn't have Kavanah. And you see the Gemara saying, yeah, that they also hold like small. And Rav would hold in these two cases, the Yetzer. Even though they didn't have Kavanah. They had Kavanah to eat where they're eating. And they then moved on. So Rav holds, you make Kiddush, you eat some stuff. That's the Maskana we're coming out from. So we have to remember the Maskana. So Rav holds, you are Yetzer. Even though you didn't plan to eat elsewhere. Shmuel holds, you're not Yetzer, even if you do plan to eat elsewhere. Right, so it's a total opposite. If it's Mibaytanite, if it's Mechidah Lechidah, then a little bit better. Rav holds you, it's anyway, that's what he said. Even if you didn't have any Kavanah, Shmuel, if you had Kavanah to eat elsewhere within the same complex, then you are Yetzer.
And these are the Raita
problems? Is Kiddush, we walk in the Suda, it's the Raita. So now the halacha is that we daven in Shul, he eats Kiddush the Raita. So all the kids you make on the coast is Ravana. Which kids?
Say, I know everything that happened in Shmuel.
Right.
Why wouldn't we say that the suffix can be the Shmuel?
Because we got Maitre Rav. We got two big billion that did this one. So that shows us that Rav's not there here. Son of Brachas is when you have a suffix, an equal suffix, or a suffix which Chazal or Magdin is a suffix, then we have to take it into account in the case of a Brachas. But if we have clear Hayyah, who the halach is like, you can have the biggest Amoyah, Rav Chanahu Panagia, the biggest Amoyah going. But if we've got clear Hayyah, who the halach is like, so the other day is not there. So we made a clear halach is like Rav, like Shmuel, and therefore there's no stopping Brachas. Look at the oil you're making, but that's what's coming out from the sugya.
Kiddush, make sure. Is there, what's the status of any of that? Relying on it, not relying on it?
Kiddush in the daytime.
Yeah, like you hear it, and then you make a mazonos on the mazonos.
So if you're having mazonos, it's a kiddush from Makom Suda. That's the Suda.
And you can rely on that?
Yeah, shouldn't it, yeah. Is that a certain kept line? Yeah, have a base on it.
So then when you go somewhere else, you say, have you heard kiddush? Yeah, I've heard
kiddush. Right, right. Some people are afterwards and they go home, they don't make kiddush again, depending if they have family or not. If your family goes to a kiddush, this Shabbos I came, I had Shabbos 7 brachas. So we made a set up, everyone should make kiddush in their own place, and then through them we'll eat together. So when we start this, you don't need to make kiddush or something.
Yeah, I realize, like, we'll make kiddush and then we'll go have lunch somewhere else. So, right. I've done it, but... Yeah. Yeah. Here, I never
you
have
Jamaica in it.
No eating at the Jews? And each individual Jewish, nobody ate?
Is it? Everyone made them Kiddush. Here, we've got one person making Kiddush, everyone's eating.
Right.
So all you ate is Kiddush. And then when you go home, if you want to make to your family, you
right.
Kiddush
right. Right.
So now, what's the case if the entire family goes by the Kiddush, and they all eat the Kiddush here, you should not go home and make Kiddush again?
Don't eat them.
So that's the change.
Into the brothel.
It's only both for a gospel. Well, only both for a gospel. In the mornings of Rebbe Gochen, because I think in Chabad they make Kiddush at night in Shul. If that's the case, yeah, when you come home you can't make Kiddush again. Because it'll all be nature. You can't. Right. And that's the end of the sugya, basically on Kiddush, the Mokim Suda, Shin and Mokim. Then there's a little bit more on that Shittus Rabba with like what he does or doesn't know. But that's the end of the sugya on Kamas that came out on Kiddush. Well, there was the second half of the sugya. The second half of the sugya is regarding the Birch Yain, Shin and Mokim Birch Yain. I guess then we'll learn properly tomorrow. In the last few days on our page, which we didn't do, I don't know how important it is for us to do it. But I would say from Rabbi Yochanan, we should prepare to up Rabbi Yochanan. Where this Rabbi Yochanan Omar, three lines up from the bottom of the Omar, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, right, Avi the Yain Amiyotu, should do the Gemara there, and say to the Ramasa of Rabbi Yochanan, and say to the Ramasa of Shin Yain, those two say to him, so you missed that two say to him, but those two say to him, and we have to get to the Gemara till where we've already got there. We have to get there again now till the Yotiv is three lines down in the Gemara. So the Yotiv, three lines down in the Gemara, and then it's the new sugya of Yotiv. If you've got to those three lines, I mean three lines at the bottom of the Amid, so three lines at the top of the Amid, six lines in the Gemara, with the two faces in over here. And yes, Hashem, we'll then start. I don't know when we'll start, Monday or Tuesday, the new sugya in Yes Hashem about Shinui Mokrim of Kirchid Hanani.
Is this Houston?
Yes. Yeah.